You're listening to the Steve Malzberg Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And welcome aboard, folks, as we end another week. It is Friday where I am on the East Coast of the United States. And wherever you are, thanks for being aboard. Make sure you tell your friends and make sure you follow me at Steve M Talk on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Parler and all those things. Okay. So yesterday, we told you a lot about the illegal immigrants who were flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts by the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. Little strange that, you know, the Florida governor sent these immigrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard when he's the governor of Florida. Nonetheless, the media outrage, the Democrat outrage, calls for prosecution of DeSantis for kidnapping. I mean, you can't begin to imagine how hysterical and out of control the left has become. Just insane. And I love this now. And you'll get to hear a whole bunch. We don't have a guest today, and that probably will usually be the case on Fridays. You have kidnapping. Yeah, kidnapping. I kid you not. You have, they're screaming bloody murder. And yesterday I played a cut of Karine Jean-Pierre, the worst White House spokesperson ever, stressing that, you know, these people fled communism. They fled communism. What does that have to do with anything? Well, that's still their talking points. It's not only her, it's the Democrats. They all have the same talking points. Humanity, women, kids, communism, kidnapping, lied to them. That's the new thing. They misled and lied to the illegal immigrants. Now picture this. These illegal immigrants they just crossed the border illegally. And again, there were 50 of them. 50. And overwhelmingly single men. Okay, so when they talk about, oh, women and children and families, 50. Overwhelmingly single men. So when here's, do you not think that a conspiracy of sorts is easy to pull off? In other words, all the headlines now, the New York Times, oh, every major paper, all the headlines. Here's the deal. They're saying that these illegals were fooled, misled, lied to about where they were going. They were told they were going to Boston. Oh, my God. Get the FBI, arrest Governor DeSantis and put him in jail. It is kidnapping. So instead of Boston, they sent these 50 people to a luxurious upper scale dream vacation island. And the headlines are that these, by the way, illegal immigrants who broke the law to get here, these illegal immigrants are angry. They were misled. They were lied to. Really? Says who? Who got to them? Now, if they're saying this to the press in their native language, and from what I understand, most of them came from Venezuela. If they're saying this in Spanish, were they told to? Or do you really think anybody who was rescued from the border with Texas after crossing over illegally, put on a plane, flown at no expense to Martha's Vineyard, is going to be pissed off? Really? After you break the law to get, I mean, I can't even keep up with myself saying it. But that's the mantra. That's the mantra. But first, let me give you the news. They're not on Martha's Vineyard anymore. No, they're not in Kansas either. Get it? Okay. You know, Wizard of Oz, we're not in Kansas anymore. I'm going to read you from the CNN story. I could have read any story. The migrants had been flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday in arrangements made by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, part of a series of moves, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Martha's Vineyard had not been expecting the group, and DeSantis's move was sharply denounced by the White House, migrants advocates, and Democrat officials. Sure. Oh, how dare you send these people to Martha's Vineyard? Better you drop them off in the middle of New York City or Chicago, where they had a great chance of getting shot. At a church where they had been staying on Martha's Vineyard, migrants cheered Friday morning when they heard that the Massachusetts government would shelter them at the Cape Cod military base. Now, they then boarded buses arranged by the government. It says here, willingly. They got on willingly, you see, because the stage is being set. I believe they're being told what to say. They're going to be told, hey, you want to stay in this country? Hey, you want your family to be protected in wherever, where you want to reunite with them? You want them to follow you? You say what we say you said or tell you to say. You were misled. You're glad. I want you all to cheer when they tell you you're going to the military base. So let me get this straight. We're leaving Martha's Vineyard, a garden spot of anywhere. And we're boarding buses to go to a military base, a joint military. What's it called? It is called it's the military installation, Joint Base Cape Cod, Joint Base Cape Cod. And they cheer. They want to get off of Martha's Vineyard. Does that even ring true? Does that make any sense at all? Hey, folks, you're going to leave Hawaii. I know you were lied to. And we're going to take you to New York City. Yay! Really? I mean, this is even more outlandish. Just nuts. Now, I know that the governor called out the National Guard to help with these 50 illegals. The National Guard. And they say they put up a GoFundMe page, the state, to raise funds for these folks. I mean, this is the richest, and they claim they had no beds. The island only accommodates X amount of people, 50 more. It's off season. Martha's Vineyard's a huge vacation tourist place. And they couldn't accommodate 50. They had to ship them to Cape Cod. A military base? Well, after all, it's what the illegals wanted. I mean, did you hear that thunderous applause when the word came? Folks, you're leaving Martha's Vineyard. You get to board a bus willingly. We won't make you do it. And you get to wind up at a military base. Oh, boy. I mean, who do they think they're fooling? Really? And oh, these illegals are outraged. They were lied to. Yes, they were terrible. We were told we were going to Boston, and now here we are. We're on Martha's Vineyard. Wow, what the heck is going on here? So now you have, I'm telling you, you have all kinds of calls for all kinds of things. You have the governor of California, who's a grandstanding moron. He'll be running for president on the Democrat side in 2024. He's destroyed California. Now he wants to destroy the rest of the country. And he's saying, and we need an investigation into kidnapping. It's illegal what DeSantis did. It's illegal? So is it illegal that the mayor of Chicago, when these people are bused to Chicago, these other illegals, that she buses them to the suburbs? Or when the Biden administration, in the middle of the night, flies illegals from Texas and drops them off in New York, upstate New York airports and other airports around the country? Is that illegal? Is that inhumane? No, nobody talks about that. The media will never report on that. Folks, we are living in such a scary, dangerous, messed up, I almost said the effed up time, that you can't make this up. You can't keep up with it. Every word, it seems like, that comes out of course, every's an exaggeration, but why shouldn't I exaggerate? Every word that comes out of the left's mouth, whether they're in the media or an elected official or an unelected official or a lawyer or a quote unquote expert, it's a lie. It's a distortion. It's made up. or it's fake news by omission. It's not put in context. Well, we didn't like what DeSantis did in flying the illegals, but Biden's done it. You know, they don't add that part. This is like something that's never happened before. Oh, my God. Oh, these poor illegals who broke the law. They're fleeing communism. They're fleeing communism. Since when does the left not like communism? They're fleeing communism. They're coming here to pretty darn near the same thing. And if the left has their way, that's exactly what they'll be coming here to. Just crazy, crazy. Oh, it's a stunt. It's a stunt. Women, children, against their will, you know, political pawns, the same words over and over and over. And Martha's Vineyard, the way they reacted, I mean, you know, for the Boston calling the National Guard, that Martha's Vineyard just humanitarian, they called it a humanitarian crisis. A humanitarian crisis, folks. Could you believe that? 50? And now, illegal, the governor used illegal immigrants as political pawns. The city, it's just beyond, you can't even. So last night on, I'll say Thursday night, in my world, in my portion of the world, you had Joe Biden, and Joe Biden was talking at the Hispanic Caucus Institute Gala. This will be cut 313.
And I'm proud that the Obama-Biden administration stood up for dreamers. My predecessor tried to end DACA, but the Biden-Harris administration is working to preserve it and fortify it. And with Secretary Mayorkas' leadership, we're committed to fixing the immigration system. Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless. And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane. Republican officials should not interfere with that process by waging these political stunts. It's long overdue for Senate Republicans to come to the table and provide a pathway for citizens, for dreamers, those in temporary status, farm workers, and essential workers. We need to modernize our laws so businesses get workers they need and families don't have to wait decades to be brought back together. It's time to get it done.
Does he ever give any speech without shouting like a maniac? So anyway, he conflates issues. One thing has nothing to do with the other. And what could you say? Everything he said is wrong. It's inhumane. It's this. It's that. And of course, that theme was carried on later today, I should say, if you want to be technical about it. Friday. That was Thursday night. This was Friday at the White House press briefing with Karine Jean-Pierre. This is via Mediaite.com. And she basically repeated what she said the day prior. Here is cut 314.
Yesterday, two Republican governors reportedly lured 100 asylum seekers, including children, onto planes and buses with false premises and then abandoned them on the side of a busy road thousands of miles away with nothing but Ziploc bags of their belongings in hand. These were children, they were moms, they were fleeing communism. And what did Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott do to them? They used them as political pawns, treated them like chattel in a cruel, premeditated political stunt.
They were sent to Martha's Vineyard. They were sent, how many times could I say it? Treated like chattel. They lured children onto planes. Women fleeing communism. This is so ridiculous. This is just insane. But this is the message they're trying to get out to the ignorant American public through the complicit U.S. media. And who knows? It might work. Anybody with a brain could see through it. But who knows?
They lured children with candy, made them all kinds of promises, lured them onto a plane, and dropped them off in Martha's Vineyard, the garden spot of the East Coast.
Jeez, oh, pizzies. Okay, so there's more from Karine. You sense that I like saying Karine Jean-Pierre. Well, I do. Here is cut number 315.
Why else would Governor DeSantis have spent the time to charter a flight to take migrants out of a different state, not even his state, a different state, and hire a videographer to capture footage of that flight, but not bother to let Massachusetts authorities know that migrant children in need of food and shelter were about to land on their doorstep? These vulnerable migrants were reportedly misled about where they were headed, told they would be headed to Boston, misled about what they would be provided when they arrived, promised shelter, refuge benefits, and more. These are the kinds of tactics we see from smugglers in places like Mexico and Guatemala.
Oh, they're smugglers. Ooh, that's right. Not only is he a kidnapper, Ron DeSantis is a smuggler.
They were told they were going to Boston, and instead, they put him on Martha's Vineyard. How inhumane.
I know I'm repeating myself because I've never heard anything so ludicrous in my life. It's like she's sitting there and saying the sky is green, the grass is blue. It just makes no sense. How could you be upset? What if they were lured on with promises of going to Martha's Vineyard, shown pictures of Martha's Vineyard, told Barack Obama has a multi-million dollar estate on the shore of Martha's Vineyard, and then they wound up in Boston? Now, there you have a point. Put it with this, the reverse. Oh, man. Oh, man. And here is one more from Karine Jean-Pierre, cut number 316.
And for what? A photo op? Because these governors care about creating political theater than creating actual solutions to help folks who are fleeing communism, to help children, to help families. Instead, they want to do political stunts. President Biden put forward a comprehensive immigration reform package on his first day in office and secured record funding for the Department of Homeland Security. We once again invite Republicans to support both. President Biden will remain focused on strengthening and uniting our country, even if extreme Republicans leaders remain hell-bent on doing the complete opposite.
Yes. All right. Again, same thing she said yesterday. She blames Republicans because he doesn't have the funding to do things. And then she says he secured the funding. I don't get it. Whatever. But Republicans are not going to vote for amnesty, which is what was in that bill. They're not going to give amnesty to illegals who have been here. I don't care how many years they've been here. Amnesty does not fly. That was in the bill. You have to, of course, look at the bill in totality before you could say somebody voted against a bill that would have done this. Well, what else would it have done? Of course, again, anyone with a brain knows that, but they know that they're talking to people without brains for the most part. They're talking to mind-numbed robots, as Rush Limbaugh used to love to say. May he rest in peace. And it's unfortunate. It is really unfortunate. Stunt, political stunt, kidnappers. Next, they're going to be child molesters, women, children, families. I saw those pictures and I read what the statistics said they were in general, not naming, not by number, but 50 people, and they were overwhelmingly single males. So I don't know how much room that leaves for families, women, and children, maybe a couple. And if they were there, they were certainly lucky to go to Martha's Vineyard. Too bad Martha's Vineyard kicked them out. Put them on a military base. But I'm still applauding. I'm sure that these illegals from Venezuela, if that's where they were from, applauded from the moment they were told in the church that, hey, volunteer and you'll go to the military base. I'm sure they all raised their hand to volunteer. I'm sure they applauded and didn't stop on their way to the bus, on the ride to the bus. Once they got to the military base in Cape Cod, I'm sure they're still applauding. That's how happy they are to be off that miserable island, Martha's Vineyard. I can't even believe we're having this discussion. All right, folks, a lot more ahead. Steve Malzberg right here on TNT Radio.
Michael Parker on TNT Radio.
I thought that if you went through the sewers of a major urban area like London or New York City, and you looked for a particular thing, you could probably find just about, you know, whatever you wanted to find. And in back in June, you know, they talked about finding polio in the sewers of London, and then followed up that about a month later with polio in New York. Well, now the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, on Friday declared a state of emergency to boost polio vaccination rates, among more evidence that the virus is spreading. When we look at that against the landscape of COVID, monkeypox, and all the rest of it, it just seems like there is a lot of these types of things coming out of the woodwork. And it's unfortunate. So we will continue to stay on top of that.
Deprogram with Michael Parker on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Steve Malzberg Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
It's a stunt using human beings to score political points.
Migrants are flown to Martha's Vineyard not knowing where they are, how they wound up being used for politics.
What I've been calling political human trafficking, taking advantage of migrants who are already suffering, being used as political props to own the libs.
The word inhumane was a good one to use in this particular case. The people don't know where they're going. The people that are there don't know you're coming.
They liken it to responding to a natural disaster.
Is there any conversation that's being had per your reporting about whether or not this is a crime? Because this has been called trafficking. There is a lot of chatter now that what these governors, including Ron DeSantis, have done is to have trafficked these families.
Welcome back, Steve Malzberg. Right here on News Talk TNT Radio, today's News Talk TNT Radio, I should say. And that last voice there was Joy Reid of MSNBC. You also heard from CNN folks and MSNBC and other MSNBC and CBS as well. Scarborough was in there. I mean, yeah, any talk of is this against the law? Trafficking, smuggling, luring, you know, these families. What comes to mind when you hear that? Seriously, you picture these, you know, mother and father holding the hands of like two or three kids. I'm sorry, I didn't see that. I didn't see that in the 50 people that landed at Martha's Vineyard. I didn't see it. Just didn't see it. Anyway, so that was a compilation montage, if you will, from Fox News of some of the media coverage of that on Friday and Thursday night. And here is just a little bit more on cut 318.
These stunts are being done to appeal to the Republican base, but the solution's right there. And it seems like the Republican base doesn't understand that fear of them has kept the solution from happening.
There's no excuse for tricking people, trapping people, traumatizing people who have come to the United States.
Human beings.
We woke up to the news this morning that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida sent two plane loads of migrants to Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts, including kids and whatnot. And I'm not saying this is not a one for one. This is not a parallel here in any way. But it does address some of the same themes that are part of this documentary.
What's so disturbing about DeSantis is to use human beings, to weaponize human beings for a political purpose. It's the story that we're telling of the U.S. and the Holocaust. You understand that the time to save a democracy is before it's lost.
During the fight around segregation, the segregationists bust people to Massachusetts to say, you're going to meet with John Kennedy. And it was a bogus trip. They got to Massachusetts. There was no John Kennedy. There was no discussion. And they're using these migrants in the same way.
Okay, that was Al Sharpton. You also heard there from Jake Tapper, Van Jones, I believe, John Berman from a cut we played yesterday. Talking to two documentarians. Ken Burns was one of them who did a documentary about Hitler and how the U.S. could have done more for their refugees. And they're bringing this up to compare to that. Stunts. They all use the same words. It's a stunt. They're pawns. You're hearing it yourself. I don't have to tell you. But I do. I'm going to change and don't play it yet. But we're going to shift to 311-1, 311-2, 312. Because what Al Sharpton just referred to, they're talking about, he's not the only one. Believe me, he's not the only one. He wouldn't come up with this on his own. This is, again, more talking points. It's out there. The JFK Library, in response to all this, put out a tweet about reverse freedom riders. I think it was 1962, okay? Blacks were given one-way tickets from the South to northern cities with promises of jobs and better lives. Now, understand, these weren't illegal immigrants. This was racist. These were citizens. This was, you know, in the early 60s. So, you know, before the civil rights legislation and laws and all that. So that's what was going on there. And they're comparing that. Well, I blame the JFK Library for starting it. They're comparing it to what DeSantis and the governor of Texas have been doing. And as I mentioned, it's not just Al Sharpton who was acknowledging that JFK Library tweet, which for that they ought to be ashamed of themselves. A mediaite. And by the way, it was the Southern White Citizens Council, I believe, that did this, what was known as the reverse freedom rides given to the Southern blacks to the North. And to make an analogy to that is just, again, the whole thing is sick. This whole thing is insane. But anything they could do, and believe me, with today's Justice Department and today's, but the people running the FBI, not the agents, but the people running the FBI, although there may be a few agents like there were during the Trump investigation, as we found out after the fact, I don't put it past some kind of criminal investigation being launched. And that'll be in the news right before the midterms, that DeSantis, you know, who's running for governor reelection, that he's under investigation for smuggling or whatever the heck they come up with. You think that's not going to happen? Think again. Think again. So anyway, so here we are. This is via Mediaite. It's MSNBC. It's Morning Joe. And guess who's sitting there next to Morning Joe? Well, of course, Mrs. Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski, who looks at him so lovingly and barely says anything while he's there. And every time he talks, she as she smiles at him and looks at him like, oh, he's the greatest thing on God's green earth, which is really pathetic, the whole thing. And so this is going to be 311-1, but it's Scarborough to Hillary Clinton, who's sitting there with him, believe it or not. And here's cut 311 number one.
Let's talk about the news of the day first, and a place that you know and love very, very much, Martha's Vineyard. And what I've been calling political human trafficking, taking advantage of migrants who are already suffering, who are trying to figure out the best way forward, who are fleeing terrible situations, being used as political props to own the libs and being treated horribly. And they wind up actually in a place like Martha's Vineyard. And what happens? The doors of the churches fly open. The doors of the community halls fly open. And the people of Martha's Vineyard are so grateful to be able to lend a helping hand. What is it? What does that mean for you personally?
I don't know where to start. What the heck is she cackling about? What is she laughing about? What did he say that's funny? Was he trying to be funny? You wind up in a place. First of all, notice, you know, the whole thing, it's political human trafficking. And they're political props. And a place that you know so well, Martha's Vineyard. Well, why would she know it so well? Because she goes there a lot? Because it's where the rich and famous go to vacation on the Northeast, on the East Coast? Because it's one of the best places there is? Which shoots a hole right through their argument, you know, that these poor people were taken against their will to Martha's Vineyard. I know I keep going back to that, but I'm sorry. You know, if Hillary goes there, then you know it's got to be good. So anyway, so that's how she responds with the cackle. What does it mean to you personally? He said the church's doors open. They take care of them. Yeah. And I'm not blaming the church now in what I'm going to say, but the governor calls the National Guard and they ship them the hell off Martha's Vineyard quickly to a military base at Cape Cod. He left that part out. Maybe it didn't happen at that point in the morning when he said that, but that's how it happened. So here of all people to judge other people, Hillary Clinton, and this is cut number 311-2.
I think, Joe, you have laid out the craziness of the time in which we're living, where some politicians would rather not only have an issue, but exacerbate it to the extent of literally human trafficking, as you said. And so many other Americans, I happen to believe still the majority of Americans, are good-hearted and generous. And when people end up on their doorstep in need, they're going to respond. They're going to feed them and house them. And the kids in the AP Spanish class are going to be let out of high school so they could go and translate. You know, that's the kind of American spirit that we try to celebrate at the Clinton Global Initiative. Let's roll up our sleeves and get things done.
Oh, God, I can't. I really can't. I can't. So I'm just going to go to the next one. Here's cut 312.
It is so clear that despite efforts, and when I was in the Senate, I think probably when you were in Congress, there was a lot of talk about immigration reform, and we kept trying to get close. And in fact, the Senate, when I was there, we passed a bill to actually deal with this. Nobody wants open borders, who has any idea of how governments and countries work, but nobody wants inhumane, terrible treatment of human beings either. And what we should have been doing is to come together to reform, change, and better fund the system by which we deal with these issues. But some people, like the governor of Texas, would rather have an issue than be part of a solution.
Okay, I don't know what the governor of Texas has to do with passing something in the Senate, but that aside, again, these bills they talk about, whether, you know, the one that was passed in the Senate when she was there, I guess they had a majority, but it didn't go anywhere. Amnesty for illegals, rewarding people who broke the law to come to this country. Amnesty. That's what these bills have. That's why Republicans, at least so far, most of them, if not all of them, are against it and have been against it. That's why it doesn't go anywhere. So they could talk about it's a solution and Republicans don't want a solution. Really? Really? I thought, first of all, Kamala Harris said the border is secure. So why would Republicans agree to amnesty in return for what? A secure border? If this administration thinks the border is already secure and they won't put up a wall, what kind of security are they going to give? It's already secure. So please be aware of what they actually mean when they say what they say. Just like every other issue on guns, on abortion, on crime, on police, it's the same garbage. They say things, but they don't mean what they say. And you have to be aware of that in order to understand exactly what's going on. All right. So let me give you one more from CNN. This is from CNN via Mediaite.com about Martha's Vineyard. And oh boy, this is John Avlon. Okay, John Avlon. And I think that this, I'll let you hear it and we'll talk about it as we go along. This is cut number 308.
And I understand why some conservatives feel frustrated at what they see as liberal hypocrisy from folks who want more lenient policies but don't live all that close to the border. Still, when owning the libs becomes the overriding impulse for Republicans who want run for president, you end up with a cruel mess. And that's what happened when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis allowed Texas Governor Greg Abbott's busing of migrants up to New York by chartering two flights on the taxpayer's dime from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard. Now, this proved to be a trolltastic way to get attention and praise from the conservative base. But even with its ugly but presumably unintentional echoes of reverse freedom rider schemes from white citizens' councils during the civil rights era, as pointed out by a timely tweet from the JFK Library.
You see? I told you he would, that Sharpton wasn't alone. He's referring back to the crap that the JFK Library put out, drawing an analogy, comparing what DeSantis did to what the reverse freedom rides in 1962, taking blacks from the South with promises of a better life and busing them to the North and dumping them off. Basically, there's absolutely no comparison. Like I said, The blacks who were victimized by that were citizens. These people broke the law to get here. And again, I'll say it one more time. They were dropped at Martha's Vineyard. Okay, so let's go to more from John Avlon on CNN, cut number 309.
But here's the thing. This may not be the political win DeSantis thinks it is, because many of the folks being treated as political pawns in this game of move the migrant are asylum seekers. Most are from Venezuela. Part of that huge wave of folks seeking freedom from the authoritarian Maduro regime. Now, this has long been a righteous cause for many conservatives who slam the kleptocratic socialism that has crippled that once prosperous nation. But from 2000 to 2019, Venezuelans were the fastest growing part of the Hispanic community in the United States, and most live in Florida. They might not take kindly to this treatment of their fellow countrymen, especially in an election year.
Yeah, I got to tell you, these fellow countrymen broke the law to come into the country. And again, what kind of treatment might Venezuelans in Florida be looking at here and objecting to? I'm sorry. I'm going to keep saying it. Let's see. These people came here illegally. Probably the ones the Venezuelans in Florida came legally or whatever. And so they took them from Texas, took them from a camp somewhere in Texas or sitting in the dirt in Texas or whatever, put them on a plane and flew them to Martha's Vineyard. My God, how dare DeSantis do that? I'm not voting for him. Really? That's what they're going to say? How were they being treated, John? Mr. Fake Republican, Mr. Rhino. All right, there's another one here. And this one, believe it or not, will be cut number 310.
That's not all. Some analysts have suggested that depending on what the migrants were told, transporting them might run afoul of smuggling laws, even violate the local Florida law that gave DeSantis the taxpayer cash to move migrants out of the Sunshine State, but didn't say anything about flying them out of Texas. We'll see.
Smuggling law. He smuggled them. He smuggled lawbreakers from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, and Governor Abbott has smuggled them from Texas to New York City, Washington D.C., Chicago. Smuggled them. Forget the fact that about the real smugglers who bring these people in. The people smuggling in fentanyl that are killing thousands of our people in this country. That kind of smuggling never comes up in the media. But DeSantis and Abbott, they're guilty of smuggling. Now, again, when Biden flies these same illegals from Texas to New York State in the middle of the night and drops them at Westchester Airport, what is that? If DeSantis is smuggling, then Biden is smuggling. I mean, please. But mark my words. Mark my words. And this is the end of this discussion for tonight, as far as this will move on to something else after the break. But mark my words. This is going to pick up steam on the Sunday shows over the weekend. That's all you're going to hear. Smuggling, kidnapping, this, that. It's going to get, you know, and you'll get a word. You'll get something from Merrick Garland's Justice Department. Oh, we're looking into it. We're looking into the possibility. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. A serious investigation. The FBI is on the case. Give us your telephone. We have word that these law-breaking illegals who were smuggled were lied to. That's what they're telling us now. That's right. Gee, what a coincidence. They speak Spanish. You've interviewed them and they're lied. They've told you that. Interesting, isn't it? Please. It's just starting. All right. And we're just finishing. We have another quarter hour or so to go, and we will keep you full of information right here on TNT Radio.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th. With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
As bold and as beautiful a power move as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis flying a plane load of illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard was, and believe me, nobody enjoys watching the governor jam both his thumbs into the left's eyes more than I, the people intended to be impacted by this aren't there. They winged home on private jets a month ago. How do I know? I summered on the vineyard for 10 years. September was my favorite month. Why? Because the water was still warm, the restaurants were still open, and the place was a ghost town. No, the people being impacted by this are the good, decent, hardworking, year-round vineyarders, many of them Trump supporters. The checkout girls at Kronig's Market, the guys that work at the airport, the ferry captain and crew. So if the objective was to rub the Democrats' NIMBY noses in their hypocrisy and to garner some much-deserved publicity, mission accomplished, Governor. But for real-world impact, I much preferred the busload of illegals that was dropped right outside Kamala Harris's Naval Observatory mansion. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
Emergency, police, fire, or ambulance?
Yeah, I'm just passing through.
Police, fire, or ambulance?
I can see a whole lot of smoke.
What town are you calling from?
I'm on a mobile phone.
I need the town.
Yeah, there it is. I can see flames. There appears to be a kid or something at the window.
It's okay.
You guys are better out. This is serious.
Hello?
000's sole job is to connect you to emergency services. If you stay focused and just answer the prompted questions, you'll get help faster.
This is the Steve Malzberg Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Malzberg with you. We are back, and a big week next week. Lots of good guests, including Roland Martin will be here. You may know Roland Martin, the left-wing talk show host. He has his own gig and formerly of CNN and other places, and I've known Roland for years and years and years. He will be here. Also, Mark Morano will be here. Our own Mark Morano here on TNT Radio, talk about his new book and the climate and the baloney of climate change and all that, and others, which I will fill you in on next week. But in the meantime, okay, so get this now. This is Senator Mazie Hirono, Democrat from Hawaii. Now, I've documented for you on this show over and over again the violent talk from the left. You know, Biden, I want to beat the hell out of Trump, and Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, I want to punch Trump in the face, and Chuck Schumer warning the Supreme Court justices, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, you won't know what hit you. And all that is never mentioned, of course. It's only the MAGA semi-fascists that are a threat and talk about violence. Well, here's another one you could add to the list of liberal lunatics. Listen to Mazie Hirono. She's talking about abortion. She's on the floor of the Senate. This is via Mediaite. And this is from this past Wednesday, cut 319.
So the chaos, confusion experienced all across the country following the Dobbs decision is only multiplied by this nationwide abortion ban bill. Talk about government overreach. When I hear my colleagues talking about how, you know, it should be states' rights or government should not be telling us what to do, the word hypocrites, it doesn't even go far enough to call them out on what they're doing.
Okay. Innocuous enough so far, harmless enough so far, right? Just another unhappy, disgruntled Democrat senator. But here it comes. Cut 320.
This is an outright attack on women in this country. That is how I see it. That is how more and more women and those who support our right to make decisions about our own bodies. That is how we see it. And why? Because that's what's happening. Madam President, I yield the floor, but clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms in our country.
This is literally, you hear what she said? This is, and she knew what she was saying, and there's no way to misinterpret this because she specifically added the word literally. This is literally a call to arms. Literally a call to arms in our country. What does that mean? Pick up your weapons. Because she added the word literally, in my view, she's calling for violence. Now, if Lindsey Graham had said that, if they indict Donald Trump, I'm just saying, I'm not saying this. This is me imitating Lindsey Graham. If he ever said this, he has not on the floor of the Senate. If they ever indict Donald Trump, it will literally be a call to arms. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? She just said that this is, we are in, it is literally a call to arms, the Supreme Court decision. What the hell? What the heck? What the F? What is going on here? Not a word. Nobody cares. Nobody noticed it. I shouldn't say nobody noticed it. Media went with it. But that's about it. But mark that. Keep that in mind when, God forbid, somebody takes her advice and picks up arms and does something. I mean, we had on the gentleman from the Compass Care, pro-life pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York, that was firebombed. 50, he said, nationwide, such facilities firebombed, attacked in one manner or another. No arrests. DOJ couldn't care less. Nobody cares. Call to arms, literally a call to arms. How do you like that? To me, that should be page one news, because it would be page one blankety blank news if a Republican said it. You know it and I know it. And every so-called fake crummy journalist knows it too. All right. So now listen to this one. This is via newsbusters.org. This is Jason Johnson of MSNBC contributorship and a journalist. He's a journalism professor. Okay. I hung up. The last time I spoke with Jason Johnson was on Newsmax TV. I hung up on him. I cut him off because he insisted, we had an argument over what the police, the 911 person or whoever, in the Trayvon Martin case, George Zimmerman, whoever Zimmerman was talking to. Remember, while he was walking following Trayvon, he was on the line with the police, not the police, but like a dispatcher or somebody. And they told him eventually, you don't need to do that. Get back in the car, whatever. And we had a big dispute because, in my view, he was misrepresenting what George Zimmerman was told and when he was told it. And I played the tape. I played the conversation. It existed, of the guy talking to Zimmerman saying, you don't need to do that. So I put it in context, and he still insisted, as if it was never played, that I was wrong. So I hung up on him. That was the last time I ever spoke to him. So here's Jason Johnson talking about Joe Biden, okay, and how Joe Biden has said repeatedly, and just the other day, which is such bull, that he wasn't going to run for president. What inspired him to run for president was Charlottesville. Yeah, okay. Charlottesville inspired him to run for president. He wasn't going to do it otherwise. And here's Jason Johnson, cut 307.
This is something that Joe Biden has believed in. And if you believe the story, which I do, that he said is like, I had no intention of running for president. He was the retired war hero out in the mountain chopping wood, and Charlottesville brought him back into the fight that he never thought he'd have to fight again. And I found that to be charming and engaging. And I've always thought that Joe Biden is a good moral leader when it comes to these issues.
War hero? Chopping wood? Joe Biden, but war hero? War hero? Oh, my God. Newsbusters caught this, pointed it out. And according to them, Joe Biden never served in the military. He got not one, not two, not three, but four draft deferments for asthma. Just play the beginning until he says a war hero. Just play 307 again until he says war hero, and then stop it if you can.
This is something that Joe Biden has believed in. And if you believe the story, which I do, that he said is like, I had no intention of running for president. He was the retired war hero.
War hero chopping wood in the mountains. There you go. Hey, just make it up. Make it up. Kidnapping, smuggling, make it up. Against their will, lied to, cheering that they were going to the military base. Make it up. Okay, I want to get this in if we have time. Real Clear Politics. Georgia Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson comparing at a hearing January 6th to school board parents. We've talked about this. This is how sick these people are. Here's cut number 299.
January 6th, 2021 will never be forgotten, an infamous day in American history. MAGA Republicans descended upon the Capitol, engaged in an insurrection. They occupied the Capitol. Five people were killed, hundreds injured, including hundreds of Capitol Hill police officers attacked and bludgeoned. It was a day that we'll never forget.
Hundreds of Capitol police officers were attacked? Hundreds and bludgeoned? Please. But wait, that's let that stand on its own. Here's cut 300.
And people on the local level at affected school board meetings, they won't forget the MAGA Republicans descending on their school board meetings after January 6th, like January 6th, disrupting meetings. It was a coordinated attack happening across the country. Americans won't forget about it. School board members, teachers, administrators subjected to violence, threats of violence, harassment, intimidation.
Oh, those MAGA Republican parents, those terrorists, those MAGA terrorists, just like the people who went in and beat up cops and bludgeoned them and killed them. And there were cops attacked. Don't get me wrong. And I'm a former New York City NYPD PBA man of the year. So don't tell me I'm making fun of cops getting hurt. There's no bigger supporter of police than me. Anybody who attacked a cop or touched a cop should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. But you're comparing those people to parents at board meetings. Here's the final one from this loser, Congressman Hank Johnson, cut 301.
And in response to that, the National School Boards Association sent a letter to the Biden administration seeking federal help. Things had gotten so far out of hand. And by the way, there's not one scintilla of evidence, either direct or indirect, that there was any coordination between the Biden administration and the National School Boards Association that caused that letter to be sent seeking federal assistance.
Please. We're just saying there's not one scintilla of evidence doesn't mean that it did that it didn't work that way. But regardless, forget the letter. What he's doing, he's bringing the letter up and everything else, which led the DOJ to basically categorize these parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. It's more insanity. You know, Biden was a war hero. I mean, he might tell you he's a war hero. That's one thing. He'll tell you he was a truck driver. He was a teacher before he became a politician. bull. It's all about civil rights were, you know, the liberated, desegregated, I should say, movie theaters. We played that last Friday. You know, that's full of crap. But, you know, for a guy on MSNBC contributor to call him a war hero. Now, this one, the congressman and the senator before calling it a literal call to arms. We're in big trouble in this country. And the Republicans need to fight back figuratively. Figuratively. Have a great weekend, everyone. See you Monday. Steve Malzberg on TNT Radio.